something to me, and I hope it's the same thing to you as well. The first thing I note about the parable is where the fig tree was planted. It wasn't planted out on a rock someplace or on top of a mountain. It was planted in a vineyard. And you probably know this already, but good land was pretty scarce in Judea at the time of Jesus. So this tree had a proper place to be, a favorite place to be. It had all the good reasons to grow and become fruitful, but it didn't. It didn't at all. I think that I'm going to be judged, and I think we're all going to be judged, finally, by God, on how we use the opportunities we have. How we use the things that God has given us. I read recently a philosopher who said, kind of anecdotally, he was believing in God, Greek mythology, we have the power of the gods. We have the power of the gods, and we use them like schoolyard bullies. How about that? We have the power of the gods. We use them like schoolyard bullies. All the nuclear weapons that are available nowadays and the destruction they have, more powerful than the gods. And we use them like schoolyard bullies. Much has been given to us. We have many opportunities, and much will be asked of us, I believe, as well. Secondly, and this is not the first time we've seen it, that uselessness leads to disaster. I read recently that it's the opinion of some that evolution is a process of having useful things become stronger and stronger, and unuseful things being eliminated. It seems to be happening here. This tree was taking all the nourishment out of the ground and giving back nothing in return. In other words, to take only and not to give leads to disaster. Leads to disaster. And I'm afraid that's what some people do. I think there's two different kinds of people in the world. There's some that give more than they take, and some take more than they give. Some of us may remember Jack Kennedy's inaugural address. Don't ask what the country can do for you. Remember that? What you can do for your country. I'm indebted for life. My mother gave birth to me, and I'm sure it was a very tense moment for her. Her life was in jeopardy, as well women are when they give birth. It's a very dangerous moment. And I would not have survived, even after that, without others helping me. That we have received great gifts from God. We live in a beautiful world. In a wonderful place with all kinds of riches and wealth, with all kinds of good things, not to hoard for ourselves, but to share with others. Also notice that it's a gospel of second chance. That fig tree was sucking ground, taking out nourishment, and it went 2 years doing it, which is okay, and the third year, no. And the owner said, cut it down. Remember what the gardener said? No, give it another year. Give it another year. Let's see what happens. That God's gift is a gift of second chance. And if you don't believe that, ask St. Peter, who denied knowing Jesus, or St. Paul, who persecuted the church in Jesus. Ask them about God's forgiveness and God lifting us up. There is a second chance. But finally, very importantly, also the last chance. If I choose not to listen to God's invitation, if I choose not to respond to his call to be a better person, to be the best version of myself that is possible, if I continue to do that over and over and over again, there will be a time that's the last chance. It has to be. Because I'm not going to live forever. And if I die, God will not exclude me. I will have excluded myself. So this fig tree parable speaks volumes to me, and I hope to you as well. Not just now, but reflect on it afterwards, or come in silence, and then later on during the week, maybe go back to the passage in Luke's gospel. Go back there and find it again and reflect on that parable of the fig tree. Because my prayer is that the God who is all powerful, the I am, who led the people out of Egypt, out of slavery. The I am who Paul said we must not take for granted, but it's always ready to save us, that this powerful God will be there to protect me, change my mind, change my heart, so that on that last day, I don't exclude God, but he invites me in.